Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information and Inspiration podcast, produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, and Trillion Realty. And this is the home of Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. All right, guess what? In the studio, live with me in Southfield today, minister, gospel artist, Randall Smith. Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Greetings out there to Radio Land. God's blessings be upon all of you this morning.
And we're going to be talking and listening and hearing from Minister Randall Smith soon, but the Sunday morning and the other parts of the Sunday morning team are on with us. Let's go to our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to Missionary Hattie Humphrey, and good morning, Detroit.
Great, great. Nurse Nikki, selfishly healthy, our wealth and health guru. Good morning, Nurse Nikki.
Good morning on this happy Sunday, and welcome everyone. Glad to be here.
And what a beautiful day it is. I was out this morning, and I was driving, and this big, big round orange thing in the sky, it looks so great. The sun is out. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Can't wait to hear the weather this morning. So, Kimberly, you are going to be up center and front in just a minute, because we've got a great weather report coming up. And, of course, it's great for that Nurse Nikki is here with her selfishly healthy segment. You know, she's had several decades as a registered nurse in Detroit hospitals and clinics, holistic health and wellness coach, a consultant, and enthusiast. And you can't miss all of her posts. How entertaining. Nurse Nikki, when do you sleep?
I get a little bit in.
And I need to get some sleep after watching all your postings. Oh, my God. But they're so interesting. You guys don't know. Sometimes I actually like call her up and review some of her postings with her. She covers it all. But I'm so glad that you are a part of the Sunday morning team. And so we've got an exciting show today. Minister Smith and I, we're going to head out. He said that I needed some to be in church more often, and so we're headed out to, I think, New Bethel this morning. So, and a couple other places, I think we're going to try to make, you know, he's trying to make me a better person today. So.
Not at all.
So I'm hanging out with my spiritual advisor this morning.
I quit.
All right. So we've got news, weather, commentary up until 10 o'clock, 1 hour. Let's see. Oh, I do want – there's a couple of things. Let me just get it out the way because, you know, some of these are difficult things to talk about. Let me see where to start. My condolences to the family of Dwayne Hines. Dwayne Hines was my coworker with Commissioner McCormick's office. Dwayne Hines is also a legislative aide for Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. And the commissioner noticed that he was, like, missing in action for about 6 days. We no call, no show. And she called for a welfare check, and he was found deceased. And it is completely shocking. Dwayne was an important and necessary part of Team McCormick. And, you know, we all have our well-defined roles in commissioner's office, and Dwayne played his part very well. He's been one of those behind-the-scenes people in politics that make Detroit run. You know, he did the heavy lifting. You know, he did the heavy lifting, passing out flyers, going door-to-door, setting up rooms, moving chairs and tables, carrying boxes. He did all that stuff. Not like me. You know, I show up for the photo ops, you know, make sure my tie matches, go on stage. You know, I do all the fluff stuff, okay? I try to make everything look good, okay? Dwayne Hines did the work, and that's what I want to give him props for that right now. But not only did he help set up our events, he also worked in the office answering the phones, making the calls. You know, he did the real work, okay? Let me just keep it real. But, you know, I liked interacting with him because I would walk in, Minister Smith, I would walk into the office downtown at the Guardian Building, and I'll be, you know me and my happy self. I'll be like, good morning, Mr. Hines, how are you? And he would immediately start telling me something like, you know, you didn't bring no coffee and donuts. You walk up in here all happy, but you didn't bring nothing. You know, he found a way to crush me and my happy attitude in the morning. But that's who he was. And you really look forward to it. Because if he said something like, good morning, Mike, how are you? I would have been like, okay, what's wrong? You know, we all, mm-hmm. Kimberly, you know, we have people like that. We know people mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. you know, where they mm-hmm. just kind of, you expect it from them. And then when they don't do it, you know, you're like, okay, what's wrong? You know? And mm-hmm. but he knew a lot about politics on the streets, and he was very experienced. One day I texted him that, you know, our boss wants us to distribute some calendars today, and he replied, I have no boss. You know, that's how he was. You know, he said, I saved the text. I have the actual text, and he says, I have no boss. No one has ever bossed me around, not even as a kid. That was my response. And he said, you have a boss. I don't. That's who he was. But guess what? If Commissioner McCormick asked him to drop a box of calendars off at the church, he would ask for the address and he would take it today. I actually think if he could choose an assignment right now, he'd rather pass out calendars at the church than be there on display. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Hines, it's just a shocking, you know, you just know, I just have a conversation with Minister Smith, and you just never know. One day is different from the next, and you never know what is in store for you tomorrow. And I guess that's why it's so important to do the right thing now before it's too late. Before it's too late. So we've got news, weather commentary coming up. Love to hear from the Sunday morning team. And we'll be right back after this message.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. And, you know, it was a good day today, and I said, you know, let me do the show from the studio this morning. I forgot to call Nurse Nikki and let her know that we were broadcasting live from the studio this morning. Minister Randall Smith is here with me. You know, it's wintertime, and I'm like, you know, I try to avoid coming out the house. You know, I'll do it from the home studio, but today I'm in Southfield. But as the weather, you know, I know it's still in the middle of winter, but as it gets closer, I'll just shoot a text message to the Sunday morning team to see if they are, you know, these mornings are going to get better and better. The spring is coming, summer's coming. I'll let you know when we're going to be live in the studio. But remember this, we're also negotiating with a new company and to go on YouTube and video. So we are getting ready to go video this year. We're going to go video this year. I've already been in talks with a new network, and we're about to blow this thing up. We're also going to be emailing the show, all of our listeners, a copy of the program and a notice of the program too. So, stay tuned. It's coming, team. We're going forward and upward. We're going to take it higher. Okay. All right. In the news this morning, you know, Detroit has, is right in one of the top five cities for bed bugs. I did not realize that. I did not know that. I didn't know that we were in the top five. But I guess you don't maybe hear it on a regular basis, but I guess schools hear it, hospitals hear it. Three Michigan cities were ranked among the worst in 2024 so far. Orkin, that's scary. The bug. Wow. You can't argue with that. A report from Orkin, the bug repellent company. I mean, if you don't get it from them, I mean, who are you going to believe? Orkin released its annual list of worst cities for bed bugs in the United States. And it includes 50 cities and metro areas, 50 cities in the U.S. It's from December 22 to November 23rd. So that's when it covers, but the report was just released. It covers residential and commercial centers. Flint was number 23. Grand Rapids was number 14. Detroit was 6. So it just got out of the top 5. Detroit was number 6 in the country. But let's not all be happy about that. Chicago was the worst for the fourth year in a row, followed by New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland. Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland. Detroit was number 6 for bed bugs. But so, you know, you got to be careful when you, borrowing people's brushes and, you know, combs and things like that. You all know I don't really like to do a lot of the bad news because, you know, WWJ usually covers that very well. And 2, 4, and 7, you know, all those stations, they just live off of bad news. But I had to mention this morning because I do have a heart. My condolences to the wife and the kids, 6 kids. A Detroit man was mauled by 3 dogs this week, and he died yesterday. Harold Phillips, a father of 6, died Friday evening, 4 days after he was attacked by dogs as he walked home from a bus stop. His attorney said, it's with deep sadness that I announce Harold's passing. It's painful to think of all the important milestones Harold will miss in his children's lives. 6 children, from basketball, from his son's first basketball game, to a daddy-daughter dance coming up that he was looking forward to, their lives will never be the same. The 3 dogs have been euthanized. The owner right now, Roy Goodman, he has been fined $5,000. And he's apologized to the Phillips family. He says, nothing I can do can make this right, but if there's anything I can do, I will. I think that it's nice that he said that. And I'm sure that he's probably going to end up with a lawsuit. I feel like he's remorseful, the owner, but I mean, what can you do? He's right. What can you do now? He's going to have to live with this for the rest of his life too. And if he's a decent human being, it will haunt him for the rest of his life because he caused the death of a father of 6 kids. This guy, he was coming home from work. He was coming home from work, Minister Smith. Yes. Let's get some weather. I did want to. Some stuff you do have to cover. But what's the weather like this week? It's a beautiful day today already, Kimberly.
Yes, it is. The sun is out. There is a bit of dense, patchy fog out, so be careful as people are making their way to their morning destinations. But it is currently 28 degrees, and it feels like 28, so there's no wind chill today. So that's a good thing. We're moving in the right direction. Today's high will be 42, guys, with a low 29. Expect clouds to move in, so we'll have partly cloudy. But right now, that beautiful bright orange thing that you saw in the sky, Michael, we see it. It's coming back. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy, continue with a high of 40 and a low of 27. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies will return with a high of 42 and a low of 28. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 46. And a low of 35. And I wish that Chaplain Kathy was on with me on Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies with a high of 53 and a low of 46. On Friday, rain comes in with a high of 54 and a low of 39. And next Saturday, mostly cloudy skies return with a high of 48 and a low of 33. And that's the weather.
Beautiful, beautiful. Man, we had a weather report like this not too long ago.
Exactly.
We went into a deep freeze, and here we're back with a pleasant weather report. This was something, we were having these type of temperatures, as late as November, right?
November. Mm-hmm.
November.
Back in November,
And then we went into this little winter thing. And so this is great. And then the sun is out today, too. So this makes a real big difference. Thank you, Kimberly, for that excellent weather report. Okay. All right. Nurse Nikki, selfishly healthy. What's the topic today? Tell us how to keep healthy.
Okay. So today I want to really just bring some attention to the Go Red for women, how there is such a high percentage of women that have cardiovascular disease and it being the number one killer of women. So that's a statistic that I think a lot of people don't really realize, is that women, that's the number one killer of women, is heart disease, heart attack, strokes, and things like that. And so there's an article that was published, and I'm looking at the American Heart Association news on the Go Red for Women website. But there's an article that was published that said sleep problems are linked to heart health risk during and after menopause. And so when you talk about being selfishly healthy, right, we need to get our rest. We're being caretakers. We're moving around a lot. As we get into that menopausal stage, which is that middle part of life, we're taking care of, some of us are still taking care of children because we actually had children late, not myself, but people are having children later. They're sandwiched in the middle where they may be taking care of grandchildren to help support their children who are working. And then they're also taking care of parents, right? And so then where does a woman find time to get enough sleep? And so we have to make sure that we are somehow finding time to be selfishly healthy and get the sleep that we deserve. So that's one thing that I did want to point out. How can we be more selfishly healthy and get that sleep? We may be able to help delegate some things to other people, assign some tasks to other folks, and maybe even get some stuff off of our plate that's not absolutely necessary. Because if we're doing things that we don't have to do, that someone else is available to do or just doesn't need to be done, then take it off the plate, you know, and stop wearing yourself out. Take an afternoon nap if you need to take a nap. But don't fight sleep so much to the point where your health is compromised more than what it needs to be by missing out on sleep. So that's one thing for sure I wanted to bring to attention. The other thing, I was shopping down at a market on Jefferson. I don't know if I should say the name. But I was shopping down at a market on Jefferson, and I pick up food for a couple of family members, and I use the supplemental nutritional assistance program cards or SNAP benefits, right? Otherwise known back in the day as food stamps. And so what I learned was that this particular store and there's other stores out here that are participating in this program. It's called Double Up Food Bucks. And a person that has food stamps, because we talked about last week nitric oxide, how we can breathe deeply in and out during meditation or just breathing to help lower our blood pressure when we're breathing deeply in and out, builds up the nitric oxide in the bloodstream, which thereby reduces blood pressure by dilating the blood vessels. So what's the other way of getting the nitric oxide in? And that's through fruits and vegetables, right? And so we know that people in our community have lower and worse health outcomes than other people across the country, right? And access to food is an issue. It's a social determinant of health. And it's especially hard to get fresh fruits and vegetables in if you have low income. It's hard right now if you have good income. A bag of grapes is like $9. And it's crazy. So this program actually allows people with the SNAP benefits to spend up to you can buy like $20 worth of fruits and vegetables. They load that exact amount dollar for dollar onto another card, and then you can come back the next day or the same day and actually use that money to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. And you can do this like every day. You can do it every day. So whether you're spending the 20 that you just earned or you are accumulating a new set of $20, you can get this benefit, which is pretty cool, especially with the high price of vegetables. This is going to allow people to have good access. So I wanted to bring that up. People that have SNAP benefits, they can visit the website, doubleupfoodbucks.org. There's only certain stores that participate in this program. And so you have to go to
the
right
website
one,
again? Double Up what?
Doubleupfoodbucks.org. Doubleupfoodbucks.org. So
okay.
When a person goes there, they can see the program, and they can see what stores are closest to them, and you know pick a store that they want to go to for the benefit. So like I said, it's like $20 per day that a person can use. Just type in your zip code, your location. They take it at like Eastern Market. When we're out there getting fresh fruits and vegetables in the summer, they take it there. There's certain stores around the area. And then that one particular store I was at, I actually learned that on Thursdays, they actually take, if you're 55 and over, they take 10%, you can get up to 10% off your total bill on Thursdays. So we need to know what these resources are so that we can tap into them and share it, because if there's a will, there's a way, right?
That's
so,
right.
You know, let's share this information.
Great. And heart disease is the number one killer for women, huh?
Yeah, number one killer for women. So that,
wow.
If you go to the goredforwomen.org, you know, you can read up on some of these issues, get some education, more education about heart disease and how it affects women, and, you know, start learning some things that we can do differently, look at the different studies, look at the statistics, look at the suggestions, find out the warning signs, you know, of heart attacks. And, you know, we discuss these different things sometimes, but we need to know this. So Go Red for Women is a big deal. You've had different nurses that are out here and different organizations teaching how to do life support, basic life support, and that's something we all need to know, because like you just mentioned, there was a person that you know very closely that was found not alive in their home. And
right.
So what happened? We don't know. But if someone was there and someone was able to, if it was a heart attack or a stroke, and someone was able to initiate those initial life-saving measures, contact 911, get resources available, every second that ticks in a person is in jeopardy is very vital and very crucial. We say time is tissue, so the destruction of the heart tissue and the brain tissue. So getting people to a hospital early, doing that basic life support right at the moment it happens is absolutely crucial. So look into where you can get a basic life support class for yourself and your family and get it done, because you never know when someone's going to fall out. And like I talked about before, young folks in their 30s, black folks in their 30s, are dying of sudden heart attacks, sudden cardiac arrest. And this is
young people now. That's true.
So you never know when somebody's going to fall out and just not be with us anymore. And so knowing those things to do is absolutely critical.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Nurse Nikki, Selfishly Healthy. And I see it makes sense. You got to think about yourself. If you don't, you're not going to be around. You're not going to be in any good to anybody if you're not healthy. And you have to think about yourself, especially in that regard. That's one of those things that you have to think about yourself. And that's with it's your health. You got to.
Okay.
Like they say, when you're on the plane, you got to make sure that your oxygen mask is hooked up. If it's not, you won't be any help to anybody around you, your kids, your spouse. You won't be breathing if you don't hook yourself up first. So in some cases, you know, it's not being unselfish, you know, it's not being selfish. You've got to do some things for yourself. So thank you so much, Nurse Nikki. This portion of the program is brought to you by Trillion Realty and principal broker Shantae Mosby. If you're buying or selling or want to discuss decisions about a property, call Shantae at 313-566-3545. Trillion Realty has been serving the state of Michigan for quite a while now. At Trillion Realty, we understand that buying or selling your home is a monumental step. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through every aspect of home selling and home buying. Make it a smooth and exciting experience. So with our years of expertise, we are committed to your satisfaction. We're here to navigate your journey with confidence. Let's embark on this exciting adventure together. 313-566-3545. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what you got for us today?
So I have another healthy message this morning, and I thought this was interesting. It says singing or playing music throughout life is linked with better brain health while you age. Playing a musical instrument has obvious rewards, the sense of fun and enjoyment, the ability to express feelings in different ways, and the satisfaction experienced as proficiency improves. But could it actually be making you smarter? Well, scientists working on an online study called PROTECT, open to people age 40 and over, reviewed data from more than 1,000 adults to see the effects of playing a musical instrument on singing on brain health. And what they found was that apart from any benefits it has for emotional well-being, it actually improved the memory and cognitive speed of the 40 and up. Over 25,000 people have signed up for the PROTECT study, which has been running for 10 years. And in order to come up with this exciting finding, the team reviewed participants and lifetime exposure to music alongside results of cognitive testing to determine whether musicality helped to keep the brain sharp later in life. The findings show that playing a musical instrument, particularly the piano, is linked to improved memory and the ability to solve complex tasks known as executive function. Continuing to play into later life provides even greater benefit. And this work suggests that singing was also linked to better brain health, although this may also be due to social factors of being part of a choir or group. A number of studies have looked at the effect of music on brain health. The PROTECT study has given us a unique opportunity to explore the relationship between cognitive performance and music in a large cohort of older adults at Ann Corbett. She's the professor of dementia research at the University of Exeter. Overall, we think that being musical could be a way of harnessing the brain's agility and resilience known as cognitive reserve. Although more research is needed to investigate this relationship, our findings indicate that promoting musical education would be a valuable part of public health initiatives to promote a protective lifestyle for brain health, as would encouraging older adults to return to music later on in life. There is considerable evidence for the benefit of group music activities for individuals with dementia, and this approach could be extended as part of a healthy aging package for older adults to enable them to actively reduce their risk and to promote their brain health. A gentleman whose name is Mr. Douglas, he said, I learned to play the accordion as a boy living in a mining village in a place called Fife and carried on throughout my career in the police force and beyond. These days, I still play regularly, and playing in the band also keeps calendar full as we often perform in public. We regularly play at memory cafes, and we have seen the effect that our music has on people with memory loss. And as older musicians ourselves, we have no doubt that continuing with music into older age has played an important role in keeping our brains healthy, he added. And the idea for the study came from the University of Exeter medicine student Gaia Viteri, a keen pianist who also was a part of the PROTECT study team. So one of the things that came out of, and this was a paper that was published in the International Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry, they just talked about the benefits of being able to play. And, you know, Nurse Nikki was just talking about making sure that you're getting out moving and you're exercising and that you're eating fruits and vegetables. And, again, we have to remember that it's not just about our bodies, it's also about our brain health. And, you know, when we were younger, Michael, people would say, I want to be in my right mind. What does that mean? I don't know about you, when you were little, I didn't quite understand what that meant. I was like, be in your right mind, okay. And so as we've gotten older, and we've watched, you know, your parents pass away, different relatives around you, and you see the signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. I had a grandmother who was in dementia, who was sliding into Alzheimer's. Thankfully, she remembered who all her family were. But there were certain things that she just couldn't recall. Like she couldn't say tea kettle, certain tasks that she struggled with. And so it brought to mind what she used to say all the time, I want to be in my right mind. I understand what that means. So anything that we can do to protect our brain health is very, very important. So let's not forget that.
Yes, it makes you, like, the first poem in my book. It talks about I want to leave an everlasting legacy. So it's like now that we're in our right minds, now that we are healthy, try to do as much as you can now, because there will come a day when you won't be able to. If the day is coming, you know, that's one thing I could prophesy about, Minister Smith, that there's a day coming you know, he's so sensitive. You know, by the way, audience, I'm going to try something in a couple minutes. I'm going to turn the mic over to Minister Randall Smith. It may come back to haunt me, and bite me. But
gonna come back for you.
But I'm going to turn the mic over to him in a few minutes. I just got a couple things, and I'm going to go out on faith. Because since he's a man of God, I'm going to go out on faith, and so am I. I'm going to give him the mic in a couple minutes. But I used to play a trumpet, Kimberly, when I was little.
Oh, wow.
I thought it wasn't cool enough, because this was when Madonna was out, Michael Jackson, Prince. And I thought it was corny and old-fashioned. And I wanted – so I stopped playing. I wanted to play the guitar or drums or keyboard like the big stars. And God took my talent from me. He took it back. He took it. And for years, I tried apologizing and praying and asking forgiveness for throwing that. And finally, I stumbled on, he gave me another talent, and that was poetry. And I started writing. That's why I'm still doing stuff to this day, because I don't want to lose this talent. And then he still gave me a little bit of music back. He didn't bring me back with the trumpet, but he gave me musical poetry. And so that's why I'm sticking with it now. If God gives you something and you misuse it, you throw it away, you throw it back at him, he's going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose it. And that's, I guess that's with everything. I ain't trying to preach up in here, but when God gives you something and you misuse it or you mess it up or throw it away, he's going to take it from you. It happens every time, you know. Just ask some of these artists who I don't know why they reach the top. Even some of these actresses, actors, and designers and singers, they get to the top and then they start taking drugs. And guess what? When you start abusing yourself and looking at getting hooked on something, doesn't God always take that talent from you? He pulls it right from you. And I can name some names this morning, like Whitney Houston. And there's a point that he may take more than the talent from you. He may take you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But I ain't trying to preach up in here. But Kimberly, you read a lot, don't you? I could tell. You read a lot. I mean, in order to be ready, not just for your podcast, for this podcast, and for other things, and especially, I guess, she works at a university. I mean, what do you expect, you know?
So, Michael, a really quick story. I have loved books since I was a kid. I am the person, and we don't really have as many bookstores, but you remember how you would have those monstrous Barnes & Noble, the big bookstores where there was multiple floors? I was the person, and still am, if I find one that I enjoy, I will go in the store, sit on the floor, and start pulling books and just start reading. And
really?
Everybody who knows me, they're like, where did Kim go? Oh, she's probably over in the fiction aisle with the horror books, just going through. And that's what I do. I love books. And similarly, God's gift to me was my ability to write and transform stories into books. And that's my superpower. And I tell people that all the time. I said, but it's my gift. I said, God gave that to me, which is what makes me good in my role at the university because I get to tell stories all day. You know, when you work with alumni and community, that's what we mm-hmm. do. We're telling
right.
people stories. We're advocating for them. And so it's interesting that you brought that up because everybody should operate in their gift. You know, sometimes
yeah.
I don't think we think about our gift as something we can do professionally. But you really have to think about what has God given you and what can you do with it.
Right. And I think, see, now I'm thinking about Nurse Nikki because
mm-hmm.
she knows she has an impact on a lot of people. She knows a lot about health. And she has made it her mission now to spread the word about healthy living. How's that? Isn't that true, Nurse Nikki? I'm trying to speak for you.
yes, it is. I am. You talk about your gifts. I often try to sit and figure out, well, what's mine? You know. And so
this is yours. See,
that's
this why
is your gift.
You know, God is something.
Right.
You know, that's why I said it. She didn't even realize that is your gift. You have people
mm-hmm.
following what you say. You are, you know, you're an influencer, really, on healthy living. That's your mission. That's your mission. And you have.
I do. I get excited.
Yeah.
You know, talking about it. So that's where, you know, I'm normally a quiet, detached, reclusive kind of person, but you can really bring me out when it comes to helping someone and sharing information. So
mm-hmm.
that's my gift.
Yes,
yeah.
That's your gift. Where you're
yep.
excited,
and
what you're enthusiastic about, that's it.
Yep. And she wants to let everybody know how to live a healthier life. All right. Our
mm-hmm.
special guest, Randall Smith, Minister Smith, is coming up right after these messages. We'll be right back with Minister Randall Smith. Can't wait to see what he has to say.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. Show sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. Sunday morning, Queen Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Nurse Nikki, Minister Randall Smith, who's coming up right in a moment. Would you like your company to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show? Call me tomorrow. Call me today at 248-516-8300. 248-516-8300 so that we can get you on the air. This part of the program is brought to you by Cozine Productions and artist and playwright Dykema Matthews. You just heard her song Fallen Angels, music by Jamel Butler. Cozine Productions, thank you for supporting the program. A little community update from Wayne County Commissioner McCormick. On Monday, March 25th, we are going to have the Wayne County Indigent Defense Services as our special guest at our Getting to Know Wayne County meeting at the Redford Community Center. Also, Wayne County Roads Commission representative will be there. I even have some questions, okay? I want to know, like, I drive on Newburg Road in Westland on a regular basis. That place, that road has so many potholes. I just want to know when are they going to repair Newburg Road between Ford Road or at least Warren and I-96? That's my only question. That's it. On March 13th, Commissioner McCormick is taking a group of Wayne County youths, part of the Wayne County Commission Youth Council, to Lansing. We're taking a busload of teens to Lansing. All these teens are part of the Wayne County Commission Youth Council, and I'm going to be going with them. We're going to be teaching them how to dress, how to speak, introducing them to lawmakers in Lansing. And I'm telling you, if you've got a kid that's in high school in Wayne County, let me know so that they can apply to be one of the teens on the Wayne County Commission Youth Council, because they learn so much. These teens are learning about government and changing laws the right way and reacting the right way. All right. Okay. Let me introduce to you Minister, gospel artist, community worker, Minister Randall Smith. Good morning, sir. You are part of the Sunday morning team, but today, since you're in studio, I just have to make you special guest. Go right ahead. I trust you.
No profanity.
Good morning, everyone. Mr. Nikki and my big sis Kim, love you all. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know about you all, but this has been a trying week, but God still is good. And I want to give a young lady in Allen Park, she has wishbones. It's a roasted chicken. She's just purchased it, and I want to give her a shout-out. It's at www.wishbonefamouschicken.com. So if you're all in that area at 18617 Equals Road, check them out. They're a great family, husband and wife team. And she's Mrs. Mrs. Nicole Polidori Badon. They'll bless you.
Another Nikki, huh?
And so we're just grateful today. Nurse Nikki, I got a disappointing call from Carmanos, but I know God is still good. Cancer seems to be on the rise. So this is one that this is for the Lord. This is for God. So I'm going to ask Mr. Van Tool to get me in touch with you so that I can find out what I need to do, because as one of my mentors told me, said that I had work to do in the kingdom. And I'm hearing so many disappointing things about our men, and especially the men. And my new vision is for the men. I want to be able to help the men get the men right. In other words, I want to be able to love on them. There's so many of our brothers that are hurting, and there's men my age. There are not any of us out there. We're disappointing the younger men. And then there's women that are being disappointed too. Have you ever heard? Have anyone ever came to you, Ms. Nurse Nikki?
Okay, I thought you were finishing the question. Have people come to me about the different cancers and things like that? Yes. Yes, my way of approaching things is a bit different, because behind every, you know, disease and pain, there's some type of emotional issue that's lodged in the body and that's creating the issue and the disruption. And so we need to get to that so that you can have a clearance of those things, and so that your body, when you do heal, it doesn't reoccur. Because, you know, people go back and they have treatment or get different things done, and the situation just keeps coming back. That's because we haven't addressed the emotional issue. So along with healthy diet and exercise and valid medical treatment, we have to address the mental situation, the stored trauma, the issues, the stress, the disappointments that we've had about ourselves in life, and we have to clear those things out and be prepared to heal. So that's a different approach that I take, is really looking at metaphysical anatomy. So I'd be happy to talk with you and share some information with you for sure, definitely.
Sure. Because I had heard that before. My thing is, you know, lately here for the last 2 months, I've really been in the face of the Lord. And I'm like, Lord, you said that you call me and I have work to do. So there's some things I'm already on top of, especially the emotional issue. I'm like, Lord, you, that's yours. So, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the healing part. And that makes a lot of sense. And so I thank you, ma'am. And I hope one those that are out in radio land hear that, because we need to go through. We're in the land now that we need healing, and that's what brings about sicknesses and so forth. So, and I thank you all for that. I'm so grateful.
Minister Smith, you've been sharing something that's very personal, a diagnosis. Where are you at now in your treatments? Because I know you have mentioned it to us a couple of months ago. What's the status of your health right now?
Well, they have said that that the cysts on my pancreas are small. However, the Lord willing, this coming week, I've got to go back to Carmano. And so, you know, aside from me trying to avoid being a pastor, which evidently keeps happening, I have to surrender to the will of God. I have to get my health right, because Nurse Nikki, I've been getting calls from other people, and I'm saying, well, how can I help you all? And I'm going through, and then the Lord revealed it straight to me and said, if you love on them and hear them and pray with them, I'm going to heal you. And so it's a no-brainer.
But don't you face the same things that everybody else faces too, don't you? I mean, when you first heard about this, I mean, it was like a punch in the gut, wasn't it? I mean, this was not good news to hear. I mean, obviously, you are a minister, but I'm sure you felt the same way everybody else felt.
I felt like God left me. I felt like I was by myself. And then I experienced people actually walking away. I'm like, wait a minute, but you all said this, that, and third. And then the Lord said, no, you're trusting the wrong people. You got to trust me. Now, there's one particular individual that stuck by my side, and she's in Ohio, of course, and you know, she really said, you gotta live, she said, I need you, and people need you. And I was like, wow. And so the Lord said, you ask me and I'll put someone in your life that will encourage you and be a blessing to you. Then of course, godson and goddaughter, they've been supportive, and so I gotta fight.
And I know that you never put anything on hold. I mean, so many things that you're working on right now, you didn't let that news stop you. You know, some people get bad news and then they just shut everything down and they're just home. They just stay home. But you have a lot of things. You've got your music that you're working on. You've got your, you know, I understand you are of course, going to be married at some point this year.
Pretty soon, next month or so.
You know, new home. You've got business stuff you want to move forward. You keep fighting. You're right. And you keep on track and you keep getting things done. And I think that's a lesson for people, too. Don't let bad news stop you from living. You just got to keep on fighting and keep on doing.
Well, what's the devil meant for evil? Since Kim, this one, you all taught me this one. Devil meant for evil. God will turn it around for the good. But everyone's not called. Everyone's not called. And I've tried to run so many times. I wore my shoes. I said, well, whatever. So now I have no choice but to surrender, and I'm grateful.
Right, and I forgot, and your ministry. That's another thing, your ministry too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I gave you the mic. You know, you didn't beat me up today, so.
I don't beat up no one. I let God do that. I don't judge anybody. Am I right about that, Miss Nikki? I don't point fingers nowhere.
Yes, that's right.
But I'm glad you know, everybody doesn't do it. I know some people that never shared what was happening in their personal life with their health. A lot of people don't do that. Minister Smith, we appreciate what you're saying, and we, you know, pray for your recovery and your good health, and that you continue to live a long life and do all the things that you want to do. So thank you for sharing that with us. I think we're all better off listening and hearing, even though you're going through a lot. But, you know, hey, the Sunday team is here for you. You know, we're family here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to send a shout-out to Peggy Solano in Ohio, the queen. I hope she's listening. I told her to log in. So,
all right. Look at that. Look at that. We're right at the top of the hour. I've got a lot of things to do. Went to the Plymouth Ice Festival yesterday, guys. I'm going to post some pictures online today. I'm going to also post some pictures of that beautiful orange ball in the air that we haven't seen in a while. So I'm going to post some stuff today and share that with you. And including the Plymouth Ice Festival, really nice out there. And you know, I'm like, why am I out here? Of course, Mrs. Van Tool, you know, I was worried about how cold it was going to be and everything, so she dragged me out there because I was worried about the cold. But guess what? You forgot about, you know, it was, and it was in the 40s. I think it was upper 30s, 40s. The sun was out. Some of the ice sculptures were, you know, melting, dripping, but you could still see them. And it was really nice out there. I had dinner at one of the little restaurants in downtown Plymouth. Really nice. That was the first time ever going to the Plymouth Ice Festival. So y'all need to check it out. But anyway, we are almost an hour. Thank you, guys. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, for your contributions to the program. Nurse Nikki, for your, and really both of you guys were on a kind of a health mission today. So, and it was all about, and then Minister Smith shared his personal story that he's, what he's been going through for the last few months. So it was all about health today. So it's really, you know, we get it. It's about healthy living, and we're trying to share it with you. So God bless you. Have a great day today. And we headed out to worship services this morning. And but enjoy the sun, enjoy the day. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
God bless.
God bless. See you next time.
Democrat. Hey, what up, fam? Hey, man, let me hold a few dollars. I'll get my check next week. Come on, man. I'll pay you back. Man, come on. Let me hold some.
I'll be there at concessions, I'll be there when it's finished. Like we supposed to be family and not my business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group.
Build your customer base now. And the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to